It's Wednesday, September 22nd. I'm Travis Tyke, and this is the Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. Police are still searching for 23-year-old Brian Laundrie. He's a person of interest in the death of his fiancée, 22-year-old Gabby Petito. A coroner has ruled Petito's death a homicide after her body was found in a Wyoming national park. Laundrie told his family he was going for a hike in a Florida nature preserve last week and has not been seen since. Controversy still swirling around video that shows Border Patrol agents on horseback dispersing Haitian migrants. A makeshift camp is set up in Texas right now. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees says conditions there are deplorable. A group of Republican governors is calling for a meeting with the president about the situation at the southern border. A group of lawmakers in Washington, D.C. have proposed new legislation that would change which agency issues eviction moratoriums. The Keeping Renters Safe Act would give that power to the Department of Health and Human Services. The bill comes after the Supreme Court ruled last month the CDC cannot issue eviction moratoriums. You'll have a few extra weeks to enroll in health insurance for next year. Last week, the federal government announced the open enrollment period will now go from November 1st to January 15th. Oregonians interested in state-sponsored health insurance will also notice some changes because of the American Rescue Plan from President Biden. Happening today, the Newburgh School District will hold a special board meeting to take public comment and hold a listening session. This comes as the district is dealing with several issues, including a staff member coming to work in blackface. They're also investigating a high school student's involvement in a social media group called Slave Trade. And a school board imposed ban on Black Lives Matter and pride symbols on campuses is also a part of the discussion. The special session of the Oregon State Legislature will continue today after it was called off yesterday due to a COVID-19 case at the Capitol. Legislators were supposed to work on how to redraw the state's congressional maps. Monday night, Democrats walked away from a deal to collaborate with state GOP on the new map. For more great content, make sure you download and subscribe to the Coin Podcast Network wherever you already listen to your favorite podcasts. We'll see you tomorrow.
The town of Detroit. It is almost completely burned out. There's one or two restaurants that have been saved. For all intents and purposes, this town is gone.
A year of fire
and ice
and heat.
116 Oregonians have now died as a result of the state's recent heat wave.
Three deadly weather events that made international headlines.
But what is the connection to climate change?
I think Mother Nature is very mad at humans.
Now, the Coin Podcast Network is going beyond the headlines.
The crises we're going to be facing from climate change are really going to balloon and intersect with other crises.
Deep into a discussion about our changing climate,
the danger it poses to all of us,
and what you can do about it.
We better start doing something about it real soon.
People are just not prepared for this.
It is a climate in crisis, now streaming on the Coin Podcast Network.